Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
Okay, I found the statistics here on the most streamed events over the past 96 hours. Number three is the UFC event. Number two is the World Cup. And number one is the Facebook feed of the Maine Secretary of State's office watching rank choice tabulation. Who wrote this? Hang on a second. David Whitney, friend of the program, is a National Republican committee man. He puts the sun in the Sunrise County. Welcome back to our program. Good morning, David. Is it the equivalent of watching paint dry, watching the Secretary of State's office in our state begin the arduous task of ranked choice tabulation? You were there.
Well, that was the phrase that I heard before I went. That was the phrase I heard at least a dozen times while I was there, and that's the phrase that I came away with. Absolutely. The system from my vantage point seemed to be the chain of custody made a lot of sense. So each voting box had a lock on it plus a tag that was numbered, a wire tag, just like a tractor trailer. So the town puts their own tag on with their number, and that has to match. So the chain of custody makes sense. They're brought in by armed police officers. Everything else from there, you don't really see anything. You sit behind a line and watch. And as they open envelopes, the people in there would hold the envelopes and show the items that were emptied out, and then hold open the empty envelopes. There wasn't much to see, but I had to be there in person.
We're recalling the headline from WGME, part of Informer Influence, on Friday. It read, Maine confirms ranked choice recount as armed, police, secure, locked 2026 primary ballots. Are they putting on a show just to let people in Maine know that we're taking your vote seriously as we start this process?
Well, that's the way it seems. I mean, the questions that I have go beyond the locked box. It's like... UOCAVA, Overseas Citizens Absentee Voting Act. As I understand it, 94 or 95% of all UOCAVA votes are applied by Democrats. You're telling me that number makes sense with military from Maine overseas? 94, 95% Democrats. Pat Davis is from Washington County. He is he's a co-chair of the Election Integrity Network in Maine, and he's from Washington County. He keeps me up to date on things going on in election integrity. That number doesn't make sense to me. And then who gets to vote doesn't make sense to me, let alone the fact that Shenabella's governor candidate is overseeing her own election. That doesn't make sense to me.
Let us chime in with something. We noticed on the overseas ballot count that among the Democrats running for governor, Shenna Bellows got the most overseas votes, according to their count, with 210. Bridesmaid to her was, I think, Troy Jackson at 171 and then Nirav Shah at 170. This was my speculation. This is my tin hat on. And that is, well, the person most familiar with playing the game is winning the game. You don't have to comment on that if you don't want to. But that's just a thought that I had as we talk with National Republican Committeeman David Whitney. If we didn't have ranked choice voting, we'd know who our winners are.
Yeah. Overall, Republicans are not fans of ranked choice voting by any stretch of the imagination, and it's frustrating to have to sit through this process. But it is what we have, and so there were mixed signals from the gubernatorial candidates on whether or not to rank your votes. Standard thought process is those who were pushing for ranking the gubernatorial candidates were opposed to Bobby Charles. Bobby Charles, of course, encouraging his followers to vote right across, which is what Republicans typically do in general elections. But it is the process that we currently live under, and it's strategic for those who use it to their advantage.
When we were pitched ranked choice voting, and for those, by the way, that say, well, Maine voters said yes to it. Maine voters said when you break down the votes, you see it was just Greater Portland that swayed the entire vote to keep ranked choice voting. Anyway, when we were pitched our CV, David, we were promised it would bring civility to our elections. That's questionable. It would get dark money out of our elections. I don't think that's happened. And they said it would be easy. Now, Survey USA did one of the many polls pre-primary that said that, well, a majority of Republicans, Democrats, and unenrolled said it was easy to vote. Not so easy for counting and costly, too. We're blowing money getting the state police, the Marine Patrol, sheriff. I don't know if sheriff's deputies are involved. I don't think so. But we're blowing a lot of money getting these ballots here just to sit and watch this process play out.
At the state police headquarters, I might add.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you talk to municipality clerks and they are confused with the process, I'm not embarrassed to say that it confuses me, because it is confusing. It's designed to be confusing. Like, you know, if I wanted to vote James Libby number one, and then Bobby Charles number two, and then James Libby's number three, four, and five, I can't tell you if my vote would be thrown out or if that would be legal. I don't know. And that's okay. I don't need to know, because it's actually, I guess I should need to know. But it is confusing, and the vast majority of people do not understand it. And that is a sad, and I think that holds back votes. I think it holds back people from wanting to vote, which is my number one cause.
We got to ask you about the portal in just a moment, but first we have two other questions. Let me get to one of them. When we do find out who the Republican nominee will be, will we have GOP unity? We've seen Wessels say, whoever is the winner, I'm going to get behind him. I think I've heard similar comments from Owen and maybe from Garrett. But David, this is your job. Are we going to see GOP unity once we know who the Republican nominee is?
You'll see GOP unity. There may be some individuals that are difficult to get there, but that's my job is Chairman Dierman's job and Jason Savage's job and Maine GOP's job is to get a unified front. And there were a lot of things that were said on numerous sides that caused some pretty hurt feelings, but I think in the end, begrudgingly, the GOP will be unified, and that is at least my hope, and that is my mission.
Is the Neighborhood Navigators portal up and running, ready for people to get in there and start to be a part of that unity?
Da 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 da! You're the first to know.
Oh.
It was finished over this weekend. It's been with Apple. It's going to be an app that will be on people's phones, and I'm communicating this now and here for the first time, Rick. Breaking news!
Ooh, look at that,
with Rick Tyler
and Paul.
Yeah. So it is completed, and we're going to start to be able to pitch it with a product in hand. And I stopped pitching until we got the product completed. Mm-hmm. But we have 150, about 150 volunteers ish right now, and that's going to ramp up. I'm gonna make sure that all the Republican candidates for the House and the Senate are members of this group, which will attract their supporters.
And it's Neighborhood Navigators. Is that the name of it? Is that the app that we should go find now, Neighborhood Navigators?
Right now, you can't find the app, but it is completed, and I'm not sure exactly when you'll be able to find it in the App Store.
Okay.
But it will be pushed out to the volunteers who sign up at MaineGOP.com, Neighborhood Navigators. And the idea, again, to summarize it, to sum it up, out of the 300-ish thousand Republican voters, 90,000 do not reliably vote. The trade term is low propensity Republican voters, which, again, I don't like. Soon to be activated Republican voters. Some we got to come up with some catchy phrase. But 90,000 of them don't vote. You and I don't understand that.
Yeah.
We don't understand why people don't vote. Like, nothing will stop me from voting. And 90,000, you know, some of the reasons are they're not asked. They're busy. They don't think their vote counts. They don't believe in the system. They don't trust the system. Who knows? But the volunteers for Neighborhood Navigators take a small bucketful of those names in their neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
and get them to the polls. Make sure that they vote no matter what.
And if you go to the website MaineGOP.com, just scroll down, you'll see immediately the opportunity to pre-sign up for the 2026 Neighborhood Navigators. David, last question. Listeners are sharp-eared. They want to know, what's the name of the cat there that's trying to butt in on our conversation here this morning?
Bob. From What About Bob?
Bob wants his time on the PDQ tour.
He's a giant Maine Coon cat. Giant Maine Coon cat. Stupid as possible. Yeah.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.